Welcome back to the Press Box and another wonderful weekend in the bluegrass of Kentucky. As always, my great host, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzzman, take it away on Belmont Stakes Day.
Gene, you sound in full voice today, and we love hearing that. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe, Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So let's talk about it. Belmont Stakes 2026, mile and a half, 9 3-year-olds. And even though Golden Tempo won the Derby, skipped the Preakness, just about all the talk I've heard this week has been about Renegade.
Yeah, Buzzman, just one correction, slight correction.
Slight.
At Saratoga, they are running the Belmont
at a mile and a quarter.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yes.
We'll be back.
Belmont will be back open for it next year, right?
Correct.
Okay.
The new Belmont will be back in full force next year, and we'll be back to the test of champions, a mile and a half distance. But Saratoga, the way it lays out the confirmation of the racetrack, a mile and a quarter, same distance as the Kentucky Derby, mile and a quarter, grade one Belmont Stakes. And, you know, a really solid field. I think it could have been a little better if Brad Cox hadn't taken further ado north. He's going to run instead in the Matt Wynn, the grade three Matt Wynn today at Churchill Downs.
Okay.
Against your really top-notch pick in the Derby, Pointe or whatever his name is, you know, that horse of Baffert's. But anyway, back to the Belmont Stakes. I think an intriguing race for a lot of reasons. I think that people are going to – all the touts seem to be loving on a Renegade, the three-year-old son of Into Mischief, trained by Todd Pletcher for the Mike Rapoli stable and the Lowe's. Robert Lowe and his family. But, you know, he ran a huge race coming off the rail in the Kentucky Derby, only to be caught in the shadow of the wire by Jose Ortiz and Golden Tempo. And, he should be favored. He should be the talk of the race. And, it's going to be an interesting race. I don't know, you know, how it's going to play out necessarily for Renegade, but he's not going to be my pick in the Belmont Stakes.
Okay. So as you look at this field, you got to give me a 30,000-foot view and who you might be leaning toward.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Buzz. Golden Tempo, who we did like in the Derby at those odds of nearly 23-1, we touted him that week leading up, and I kept saying if Jose Ortiz will keep him straight rather than weaving all over the track like he did in the Louisiana Derby and in the Risen Star, the two previous races, if he kept him straight in the stretch, and the speed of the Kentucky Derby would set up nicely for him, which all panned out. I mean, Jose did a great job, kept him straight, kept him out wide. He didn't get impeded. He came rolling past Renegade there in the last part of the race and ran a huge race to win the Kentucky Derby for trainer Cherie DeVoe, letting her become the first woman to ever win the Kentucky Derby as a trainer. Tremendous race. Don't take anything away. And I think he'll run a good race again today, Buzzy, in the Belmont Stakes. You know, the horse to his immediate inside, Emerging Market, came out of a maiden race to win the Louisiana Derby by a head and beat Golden Tempo in that race with Flavian Pratt in the irons. Pratt is going to be back aboard Emerging Market in this race. He did not run well at all in the Kentucky Derby. He was kind of highly touted. He betting down to less than 9-1, I thought was an overkill in terms of the betting public on Emerging Market. But I do think Emerging Market will run a much better race in the Belmont. That you do have that issue of Emerging Market having beaten Golden Tempo. So if you like Golden Tempo in today's race, I think you look at Emerging Market at 6-1 odds comparative to the 9-2 odds in the morning line for Golden Tempo. You know, the horse, I'm going to finally get around to the horse I really like eventually. But another horse that I think that will take a lot of money, Buzzman, in this race is going to be Chief Wallaby, breaking from the three-hole for trainer Bill Mott, the Hall of Fame trainer who won the Kentucky Derby last year with Sovereignty. He did run Wallaby in the Derby this year. He ran a very solid race, I thought. Ran fourth, got beat only three lengths. But, you know, and wore blinkers for the first time. I wrote a lot about equipment changes going into and out of the Derby and how futile those things have been over the last 20-some years. Only one horse has ever won the Derby with a major equipment change like blinkers on or blinkers off, and that was Sea Hero for trainer McKenzie Miller out of Versailles with Sea Hero.
Yes.
But that was taking the blinkers off. None of the horses putting blinkers on have won the Derby over the last 20-some years. So anyway, all that being said, Chief Wallaby, I do think, will run a good race. I think he has the profile. I don't expect him to be – I do expect him to be a lot closer to the pace in the Belmont Stakes with trainer Bill Mott and rider Junior Alvarado. Wouldn't surprise me, but he's 3-1. Renegade, Chief Wallaby are the talk of the race going in, and we still haven't gotten to my pick.
By golly, we are now. So how do you play it?
By golly, we are now. Yes, I'm going to go with Commandment, Buzz.
Commandment?
And this is Commandment, trained by none other than Brad Cox.
Oh, of course. I should have known.
6 races in the career, 4 wins. Obviously, one of those wins did not come in the Kentucky Derby when I thought he got a horrific trip. He was off slow. He was jostled around in the race. He never really got into a smooth area to where he could run any. First time ridden by Luis Saez, and I've ventured to guess probably the last time he'll be ridden by Luis Saez. A lot can be said for, you know, jockey rides in the Derby. It's not an easy race to ride.
No.
I'm not going to blame his performance on necessarily the ride that day, but he didn't get any benefit from the trip. I think it's a total toss-out for Commandment, another son of Into Mischief. And I think this son of Into Mischief has the right profile to really do well in the Belmont. When I mentioned profile, I think it takes a horse that's going to be not on the lead necessarily, but one who stalks or within the first, you know, group of horses. A stalking trip seems to be kind of the best profile that turns out to be beneficial in the Belmont Stakes, whether it be at 1.5 miles or at 1.25 miles. I think Commandment has that type of racing profile. If you look at the Florida Derby, if you look at the Fountain of Youth, you even look at the Mucho Macho Man, all are wins this year for Commandment. He wasn't on the lead. He wasn't, you know, right on the lead, but he was in that third, fourth, fifth path and really was able to make a very significant move when the racing really took place. So I think Commandment has the profile. I think he has the racing experience. He, like I said, he's had 6 career starts. He's had 4 wins this year alone, 4 starts, 3 wins. The Derby is a complete toss for me. Luis Saez is off. John Velasquez, the Hall of Famer who knows how to ride Saratoga, as you well know, is going to get the ride up. And, you know, Commandment has, even though albeit a very slender win, he does have a win over Chief Wallaby. And Commandment is 6-1, twice the odds in the morning line of Chief Wallaby. I like Chief Wallaby. I like Renegade. I'm just going with a little better value for me. Commandment is the horse I really like, and I think there's enough speed in here for him to lay right off the lead and make a significant move when the racing really turns into real racing.
And to go further into Gene's picks for the Belmont Stakes and to get his picks for the full card at Churchill Downs, all you have to do is go to the PressBoxLTS.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping that you and yours have a great, great weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend, but I would be remiss, I must say, if I didn't ask you, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker, on the cusp of your 66th birthday coming up, who yeah. you like in the
Thundersnow.
Belmont Stokes?
Oh, Thundersnow's not running? How about Voluvian, or whatever that horse's name is, at 31?
We're looking at 30-1. The one horse. Let's get up to the rail. Vitruvian Man from Doug O'Neill's
yes.
barn.
Yes, come on, Doug O'Neill.
Man.
Yes.
Yeah, he ran third in the Santa Anita Derby to So Happy, who is still running, I think, in the Kentucky Derby.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Love you, man. Have a good weekend.
See you, brother. Take care.
Bye.